To understand the way in which lawlessness, violence, and chaos did make an impact on the not-so-rosy world of 15th-century England, we have something incomparably richer than a list of battlefields and barons, kings and kingmakers. We have in the letters of the Paston family of Norfolk the very first private correspondence in English, the authentic voice of middling folk, farmers, lawyers, would-be gentry, social climbers. Like many an anxious wife and mother, the Wars of the Roses worried Margaret Paston because they were making England a bad place to make and keep a little fortune.
God for his mercy give grace, for I never heard say of so much robbery and manslaughter in this country as is now. And as for gathering of money, I never saw a worse season.
Seen through Margaret's eyes, the Kingdom of England might be up for grabs, but the real disaster was shopping.
As for cloth for my gown, I pray you that ye will vote safe to do buy for me 3 yards and a quarter of such as it pleaseth you that I should have. For in good faith I have done all the drapers' shops in this town, and here is right fable choice.